Welcome to End Time Chronicles podcast with Brother Eben. This podcast discusses issues regarding the end times and the things unfolding and things about to unfold. We are living in very uncertain times and information is very critical these days. You can download or listen to this podcast on spiritissues.info. Now, let's join today's edition.
These are the end of days, what the Bible says about the day of the Lord. And the whole world shake with the big earthquake when he returns. Could be a nuclear war, what the prophet saw, till you wonder where your help come from. Look up, your redemption draw near. Come the man of peace, come the mark of the beast, the tribulation. Don't you be surprised when the Antichrist give a deception. And you see nation rise against nation, abomination of a desolation. Look up, your redemption journey. When he draws near, he will wipe away your tears. When he draws near, he'll give you faith, kick all your fears. Look up, your redemption draws near.
Welcome to this maiden edition of the End Time Chronicle podcast. This is Eben. We thank God for this series on the podcast, and it's very important we share ideas and talk about the times we live in. So much information is missing out there in the body of Christ, and it's time people get to know the truth and what is happening, what to do, how to prepare, and live according to the plan of God and the will of God. And these are the critical things we have to look at in these days we live in, because it's very dangerous to live outside the will of God and outside the plan of God. So this maiden edition, I'm talking about the new world. The world as we live in, as we know, has changed forever. I mean, if anyone tells you that things will change again back to the normal pre-COVID era, or things would revert back to the early days and as we knew life to be, having our freedoms and all that, that would be one of the biggest lies you would ever be told, because this world has changed forever. And things are not going back again. You know, you might have heard them say, the new norm, the new normal. And that's it. The new normal is indeed here. And it has come to stay. And things are rather being built based on this new normal, as we call it. You know, this change has been in the works of the globalists for some time. You know, they've been planning and scheming and talking about it, calling it various names, the new world order, as some would say, the new international order, the, you know, And then of late, they've been calling it the Great Reset, which was coined by the World Economic Forum. And all these names symbolize the same thing. And it's still the same world, the new world, as we call it. You know, they've really been looking for the perfect opportunity to use to really push their agenda. And COVID has presented itself as the vehicle that is being used to achieve their long-planned ambition of controlling the world and make it the way they want things to be. Indeed, yes, the virus is real, COVID is real, but it has presented itself as the perfect opportunity, perfect timing, and is being used to achieve a far greater cause than the virus itself is causing. And you know, one of the biggest deceptions anyone can fall in is to just see it as, oh, it's just a virus that has come into the world, and so, well, it's just a virus, so let's accept it like that. It's far more than just a virus. Yes, the virus is real. I know friends who have been affected. I know family members who were affected. So there's no doubt about the validity of the virus existing, or the existence of the virus. However, the effects of the virus and the aftermath of it, the things following the virus, as we all know, is where the whole problem arises, you know, because a lot is happening behind the scenes, on the scenes and behind the scenes. A whole lot is happening, all in the name of the vaccine. I mean, the virus, the vaccine, the lockdowns, the job losses, the economic downturn, the psychological effects, no change in travels, change in this, and I mean, so many things are changing around the seasons we find ourselves in, all in the name of this virus. And you know, let's get into the Bible and read something from Genesis chapter 11. You know, this is a very popular part of the book of Genesis, the Tower of Babel, as we normally would call it, the story of the Tower of Babel. And one will wonder, what has that got to do with these times that we live in? You know, as I said, we're talking about the new world, and let's get the genesis of it, the foundation of, you know, let me just summarize, because you know the story of the Tower of Babel. You know, they wanted to build their, you know, tower assets, or their brick stone buildings to the heavens. And so let me start from verse 7. So God says, let us go down and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. So the plan of human beings scattering on the earth, on the face of the earth, speaking different languages, which eventually formed into various tribes and into countries, nations as we know it now, is God ordained. It's God who made it so. When human beings wanted to stay together, which is against the plan of God, God then had to intervene and then scattered and then created languages, which eventually revolves around tribes and the nations and countries as we call it today. But the connection with what is happening now and the plan of the globalists is that they believe this plan by God is wrong. And that is the essence of the globalist agenda, that we need to come together as the world. Of course, not to live under the same tower building as it was in the Tower of Babel, but the concept of oneness. So we are one. Let's break our barriers. So if you've really been following the news, open border system is something that they champion. Countries should not restrict people who want to come in. So a few years ago, we had this migration from the Arab world, Northern Africa, into Europe, where their borders were simply opened and people just coming in. You know, they've been fighting with the US for stopping the migrants from coming from down south into the southern, border into the US. That was one of the main things the people, one of the main issues people had with, or these globalists had with Trump for trying to build a border to stop people from coming. Because they believe in open border system. Let migration be open. People can move freely because we are one. And that's the essence. One world. We are building a one world system. But ultimately, you know, it looks like, oh, it's a good thing on the surface. But the agenda is a counter attack against God's plan of the separation. We being in our respective countries, they wanted the opposite, that no, we are one people in one world. So these globalists believe they have to take back the planet and manage it their own way. And you know, ultimately they hate God and anything that is godly. They hate it. They just are not in tune with anything God or godly. They would oppose anyone who stands in their way from achieving their goal. You know, but ultimately, unknown to them, their plans also fulfill scripture, where in the end time, a political global leader emerges, assisted by a global spiritual leader, that's the false prophet. So the beast one, or the beast one and beast two, the antichrist and then the false prophet, all these will emerge from this globalist system that they are working on. You know, it's quite interesting, because let me read something from, you know, one of their write-ups some years back. Let me read a portion of the Humanist, the Humanist Manifesto. There's a second edition, Humanist Manifesto 2. And the portion reads that under the heading World Community, it reads that we deplore the division of humankind on nationalistic grounds. We have reached a turning point in human history where the best option is to transcend the limits of national sovereignty as to move toward the building of a world community. We look to the development of a system of world law and a world order based upon transnational federal governments. You know, so oneness, one world. That's what they are against, nationalists. So don't think about. So you see, for those who have been following world news and events for some time, you realize they hate leaders, country leaders, the presidents who are nationalistic, who think about their country first. And that's one of the challenges they had with Trump, of course, being like making America great again, thinking only about America first and all that. They hate leaders who think about their country first, because to them, we are one. One world. Let's think as a community. One world system. So don't be selfish. Think about your country alone. Everything, my people type of thing. No, they want, think as a citizen of the world, a global citizen. And that's how they want the world to be. We are citizens together, in the world community. Elsewhere in the same document, we also read, what more daring a goal for humankind than for each person to become, in ideal as well as practice, a citizen of a world community. A citizen of a world community. And it goes on to say in the document, no deity will save us. We must save ourselves. No deity will save us. We must save ourselves. So you see, their agenda is to recognize us as citizens of the world. So not, I'm a Ghanaian, I'm a Nigerian, I'm an American, I'm a British, from the whatever country you are. They want us to see ourselves as citizens of the world, global citizens. You see, so this is how subtle their issue is. You know, and we know as Christians, this is clearly an anti-God system. Hence, we cannot fit into their system. So they will oppose, attack, imprison, ultimately kill anyone who refuses to follow and accept their system, when it is fully implemented. For now, it looks harmless, gentle, but it's a gradual process of being fully established. And gradually it's taking shape. And though the rate is now getting faster, I mean, it's really taking shape at a faster rate than earlier, years back. You know, their goal of having one world identification is also in the works seriously. And eventually it will materialize, because now signs are clear that this is where we are headed. And, you know, the ID systems of the world are being improved upon. Technologies are being improved upon. Database servers that can house more millions of people are being worked on. All these are work behind the scenes works that are going on. And, you know, the agenda is so subtle that on the surface, it will look like, what's the big deal? But this is where the question marks arise for us Christians, to the point where we have to identify and see that it's not everything that we see in the news that seems good, that is good for us. Because some things are directly opposing our views as Christians. You know, they would oppose anyone who stands in their way, as I said earlier. And clearly, these are the times we have to know what is happening and how to really prepare for what is ahead. You know, by the time the Antichrist will come onto the scene, the system will be well laid and prepared for him by his, you know, agents, the political leaders and the elites in the society. Of course, the false prophet will have his agents being the false pastors and prophets who also lay the foundation for him. So you see, by the time the two top people come onto the scene, the world would have been well prepared and laid out for them, ready to take over and control things. You know, it looks like nothing is happening, but a lot is happening behind the scenes. You know, they've been preparing for the Antichrist arrival and the false prophet's arrival. In the occult realm, they are expecting it. They've been working for it and working towards it. You know, I remember recently watching one man of God, a Christian, you know, and he's written a book, and he was talking about one interview he had with some high-level Satanists who were talking to him about the fact that, well, we Christians are expecting a great awakening, the final revival and all that. They are also expecting the Black Awakening, you know, and this Black Awakening is, you know, the heralding of the Antichrist system and all that. So they know the times we are in. You see, this is the worrying part, that those on the other side know exactly what is happening. But when you come to our side as Christians, there's a lot of ignorance and a lot of I don't care attitude. It's like, well, what's the big deal? We don't care. Well, unfortunately, one of the main fundamental reason why Christians seem not to care about this whole topic or what is happening and what is to come is the bigger deception of the church. The church will not see the Antichrist. So what's the big deal? Why worry about anything regarding his system in the first place, since we will not even see him? But unfortunately, you know, tonight, this discussion is not about that anyway. But clearly, that is the biggest deception this modern church has fallen into. And we are gradually seeing the effects of that deception by the things happening now. As I talk now, that in this current times we are in, we are seeing the negative effect of this doctrine, because the system, the beast system, is taking shape right before our eyes. But because the church seems oblivious of the times we are in and even what is coming, and also is holding on to a doctrine which is not so anyway, is refusing to see the reality and even refusing to accept what is happening. And this is one of the biggest disasters that is going to befall the body of Christ, the church, the deceived church. Let me put it that way, because it's not everybody who is going to be deceived anyway, because it's not everybody who is deceived now, and it's not everybody who will also be deceived. But for those being deceived now, deceived and are still going, others are also still going to be deceived. It's one of the saddest things that can happen to Christians, because The Bible talks of the fact that there will be a falling away. If you read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3, it talks of the falling away. And Jesus warned us countless times, the love of many will grow cold. Take heed, no one deceives you. Many prophets shall come and shall deceive many. You know, all the warnings are clear about deception being a pillar in these end times. And you see, the whole issue of this new world system is based on deception. Deceive the people and then control them. That is the whole game plan. So the whole thing is based on deception. So we are living in an era of deception upon which a kingdom is being built. The globalist kingdom is being built. And of course, they have to deceive people to also accept it. And that's exactly what is unfolding as we see. Unfortunately, people are refusing to accept the reality. You know, and they are using the media. They've been preparing using the media. In media, I mean the radio, the TV, the internet, you know, and of course the big tech companies, the Facebook, the Googles, the Twitters, you know. If you've been seeing in recent times how they've been clamping down on anything that goes against their so-called community, you know, status or community standards. And most of these things, these big tech companies censor and they oppose, are the truth. Just that because it goes against their system, exposing the truth of the globalist or whatever, they would oppose it. They would censor it. And, you know, so the media is such a powerful force now. They change the narrative and set the standard and set the tone for the discussions in the community, in the world system. You know, COVID came and the media played a key role in pushing the fear agenda. So they intentionally skewed the information to push fear into people so that people can then be controlled based on the information that they have. You know, the fear factor is extremely terrible. I mean, one of the editions I'll be talking about, the issue of fear. And you see, the effect of what we are seeing now in the world, not only in Ghana, but in the world, people accepting this vaccine, running after it and all that, it's based on fear. Because they use the media to push a certain element of fear to a certain degree to which people would embrace whatever they give to them. So the media, the educational systems, have been used to dilute the minds, pollute the minds. So whatever people are told, so it's like gradually the youth, this current crop of youth, find themselves in a very confused state of mind because the anti-God agenda has largely been pushed through the educational system. You know, the entertainment system is another pillar. You know, they've used it to confuse and, you know, poison the minds of people, where entertainment is heavily poisoned with immorality and anti-God things, weakening the church system. And this is one thing they've also achieved greatly, because the church system has been weakened. And it's unfortunate that when churches were locked down, were closed last year in most parts of the world, very few could really see the signal that this thing was sending. It was a clear attack on the church. Unfortunately, people, and even pastors, just saw it as, there's nothing wrong with it. But now, yes, some countries are still not even, there are some cities in the world where still churches are struggling. In Canada, for instance, yesterday, there's one church that the police went to barricade the place with metal, whatever, to stop people from entering the church. You know, churches are still under intimidation in some places. In Ghana, we are fortunate churches can meet, though, with the normal protocol being followed and all that. But if people will be sincere to themselves, the church before COVID and the church after COVID lockdowns is not the same. For most churches, it's not the same. People's attendance to church is not the same. People have fallen out of the faith. There's a lot of lukewarmness in the body of Christ now after the church lockdowns. You know, the church has been affected. And if you talk to pastors who are really sincere, they will affirm that, yes, indeed, church is not the same. Though some few churches have still been able to keep their system as it was in terms of the spirituality, the standards and all. But the average church is struggling with numbers, attendance, with, you know, with the standard of worship and all. A lot has happened. A lot has happened. And all these things are just not something that, oh, yes, in the name of COVID, all these things were being done. But these are well-planned strategies to weaken the church. Then introduction of ungodly lifestyles through the various systems, the, you know, attacking the family system by just pushing this LGBT agenda, where now gradually the numbers are going higher and higher in terms of those who see themselves as transgender and LGBT groupings and all that, if ultimately affecting the church, the family system, how God has created the family system to be. And this is a direct attack, the family system. You see, so ultimately, these globalists want to control the world. They want to control you and I. They want us all to comply with their new order system. They want us to be citizens, not of our respective countries, but citizens of the world. So in effect, the opposite of the Tower of Babel is what is happening, where they want to bring us together, unify us in the name of global citizens. I mean, a few weeks ago, when the WHO had on their website this musical show, and it was clear, I mean, for those on my broadcast list, I remember I sent it to you, the picture of the shot from the WHO website, the banner of their program, where be a global citizen. I mean, the invitation, that's what, be a global citizen. You know, they are not hiding it. That's how they see it. We should be global citizens. And that's exactly the agenda. Let's be citizens of the world and comply with the world system. So eventually, the things we are seeing happening around us is all pointing to a globalization agenda where, you know, I've been saying this sometime, often on radio and my write-up sometimes, that you see, when you hear, in the times we live in now, when you hear anything global, worldwide, anything that is going to be worldwide, something that is worldwide, one has to be very careful and pay attention. You know, case in point, this vaccine thing, worldwide, and now talking about if you don't do it in the next few, you know, moments, in the times ahead, you'll be restricted. You can't, I saw one news this week, you know, you can't go and buy clothing in the UK. One news article had it. In some countries, Israel, for instance, where you can't go to some places. You know, they are starting off with non-essential. So for clothing, you can choose not to buy new clothes. I mean, you can buy online for now. You know, so it looked like, oh, what's the big deal? Oh, you can't go to stadium. You can't go to the gym. You can't, you know, go to entertainment centers and all that. So these are things you can easily, you know, do without. But as time goes on, eventually, the limitations would increase to essentials. And there have been instances where people have stated, I mean, in Ghana, we had this Zongo chief making reference that a time will come without a vaccination card, you cannot buy or sell. Shouldn't that ring, you can't buy or take a car. Shouldn't that ring a bell? You know, it's not only in Ghana. Other countries are coming up with their, South Korea, they are coming up with their COVID passports. Various countries are working on their COVID passports. I mean, it's all pointing towards identification. Identify yourself that you are a global citizen. You have accepted the vaccine. Indeed, recognize yourself as, yes, you identify by showing that, yes, you have it. So, a passport, digital on your phone, or a fiscal card. It's about identification. Failure to identify means you cannot fly, you cannot travel, you are restricted, you cannot do go here, you can. Some countries, they've started restricting work. Some people cannot work at the front lines if they refuse to go for the vaccine. The limitations are coming. It's working in some countries. It has started in some countries. But you see, if it was going to be a few countries, then what's the big deal? It's not a global thing. But the fact that their aim is to make it a global thing, that raises the red flag. And you see, their agenda is to be a citizen of the world. I mean, shouldn't that let any Christian scratch the head and ask questions? Unfortunately, as I said, because of a wrong doctrine that will not see the Antichrist, his system is forming right before our eyes, and we don't care. His system is taking shape right in the news, and we don't care, because we say we will not see him, we will not see his system. What is the big deal? We'll go before he comes. Okay, we are here. But the thing is happening, and it's taking shape day after day. Every day, we are getting a step closer to their system, fully getting formed. Every day, we are getting closer. Every day, we are getting closer. So, at what point would Christians wake up from their slumber to realize that something is happening? The globalists, I mean, they just look at the world and they just laugh, because, see, they have the world under their control now. You know, they tell people to do what they want to do, or they want to be done, and it's being done. And the system is working in their favor. Well, they think they're having their way. Of course, yes, it's Bible prophecy, so God has allowed it to happen that way. And you see, so the way things are going, let's understand the fundamentals of the fact that there's an agenda that is anti-God and anti-Christian, which is forming a world system that brings unity. We love each other. And you know, if you read the other parts of the Humanist Manifesto and all that, you know, they highlight parts of it that is, I mean, they just don't accept the Messianic and the, you know, the Christian beliefs. You know, in our modern world, it's not acceptable, and I mean, all sorts of, they put it in various ways, in various, the way they put it, but it's still the same thing. It's anti-Christian, anti-godly. They believe it's about science, it's about, you know, human beings, and we don't need any God things in our world now. So if you look at it, the world is becoming more anti-godly. The media, you know, they don't want to hear anything about Jesus, don't talk about God. You know, the mainstream media, you know, the big networks, they just don't want to, you know, they are, I mean, you watch CNN and someone makes a reference to Jesus and they just cut the person's camera off. You know, they just don't want to hear anything about God. No. They are not interested. Christians are laughed at and mocked. You know, you talk about God, give thanks to God, and mention Jesus, and it's like, I mean, they just mock and scorn and laugh. You know, this is the world we are in. And unfortunately, Christians seem to be so comfortable with the state of affairs. So we are not even getting pricked in our conscience that something is not right. You know, just like the talk about this frog, if you are boiling a frog, initially the frog feels cool and okay because the temperature is okay. And the temperature goes higher, a degree, plus one. And the frog still feels okay because his body is adapting to the changing temperature until it reaches the boiling point, where at that point it's too late. That's exactly what is happening to the body of Christ. That's happening to Christians who are not aware of the times. We are okay with the world. We think all is well, all is acceptable, and the temperature is being increased on our blind side, and we think it is normal. We think it is okay. So whilst we are in our slumber, spiritual state of slumber, the temperature is being increased, and by the time most Christians will wake up from their slumber, it will be too late. All right, so let's end this edition here. I believe people reflect on some of these things I've brought up. You know, as for the critics, they are not interested in these things. So those who would take heed should just take heed. And that is it. That's the least we can do to warn But those who hear, fine. But those who refuse, it's a choice as well. All right, so you can listen to this or download it from spiritissues.info. All right, thank you, and see you on the next edition.